And the regulation or the under
overtime?
Kevin coming off the screen or passing the Kurt and then find somebody. It's Kevin off a double screen, and then if he wasn't open, inbound the ball to Kurt, and either Wally come inbounds or Kurt make a decision. Kurt made a great decision. I mean, he got Nick, you know, Nick a great look. We did a much better job in that situation than we did, you know, the end of regulation.
You'll want to look at the video, sure, after a game that was as furious as this, but in your mind right now, what do you see as the turning points?
On 95-90, we had a fast break that we got to finish. We had a chance to really get something going good, and we, you know, let it get away. And then we got to handle the end game situation a little better. We needed to get a better. We needed to get a 2-for-1 with about 40 some seconds to go. Yelling it, but in retrospect, it would have been worth the timeout. You like to have your timeouts at the end, but it would have been worth the timeout to get the 2-for-1. And defensively, I thought we tried to compete. We had a couple of critical mistakes that. As long as you make them make shots, it's good. I thought, unlike the first half, we did a real good job not fouling. We kept them off the free throw line relatively in the second half compared to the first. We did a great job on turnover. Two things we talked about at halftime, we were hurting ourselves with free throws, putting them on the line, and turnovers. And both of those things we did exceptionally well second half. We didn't foul them. We made them make shots, and we didn't turn the ball over, which gave us a great opportunity. Both our point guards were fantastic. I mean, the whatever they had, total assists versus turnovers, they made great decisions. They did good things. Our bench gave us a real big lift. We thought the bench play was going to be important. We had, I'll go back to your question, the obvious turning point of the game was that stretch where we got outscored 10-0. For most of the night, our bench gave us a great lift. We had one horrendous stretch where we just got blitzed 10 straight points. But, you know, with all that, we have the ball at the end of regulation with a chance to win it. And we have the ball with a chance to get a 2-for-1 at the end of overtime. Didn't do it. We had a couple of mental mistakes that hurt us. We, you know, left guys we shouldn't have left on the ball side of the floor. And, you know, Fish got an open three because of it. You obviously don't want Fish to get one. Trevor Reese, I believe it was, hit a huge three in front of our basket, which, again, normally speaking, Trevor's not a great three-point shooter, but he shouldn't have got the shot to begin with. We didn't help from the correct side. But, you know, still, our three bigs were exceptional. I thought Kurt, Nick, and Wheezy were all really, really good. The bench came in and really, really contributed. We ran pick and rolls better than we've run them in I couldn't tell you how long. And it was a heck of an effort against a team that's, you know, against, you know, one of the top players in the league, obviously, and against a team that's now won, 17 out of 20. But it's a great effort, and it's really encouraging considering where we've been since the Phoenix game. But, you know, it would have been nice for this game to follow the Phoenix game as opposed to the ones that we've had in between. But good to get Wheezy back, really good to get Luke back. Okay.